AMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Tuesday.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Wallets are open.
Yeah, Mike, with our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the local economy. One of the key issues is spending. Are we spending? Where are we doing it? What's going on? Well, the monthly read on electronic card transactions comes from Stats New Zealand, so this covers debit, credit, charge card transaction, and yes, it's still very healthy. That would be the verdict. Card spending in retail industries rose 0.9% in June. That's seasonally adjusted. If I look at core spending, so you take the fuel and the vehicle components out of it, it rose 0.6%. And if you bring in what are designated as non-retail, so that's services, medical, healthcare, travel, that sort of stuff, bring all that in, and the total value of electronic card spending increased by $134 million. That's up 1.6%. So the seasonally adjusted biggest categories are consumables, grocery, liquor, always the booze, eh? Hospitality spending was also strong, though, as was fuel, although price rises there are obviously a factor. Now, the thing is, Mike, I have to acknowledge these monthly numbers can be a little bit noisy. So let's broaden the lens out. Let's raise the helicopter. Let's look at the quarterly numbers, the June quarter versus the March quarter. Retail spending rose at 4.5%, so very strong quarterly increase. We did get a belter of a bounce back in September quarter last year, but that was coming from the COVID-affected June 2020 quarter. On a quarterly basis, hospitality and apparel, they were the real big gainers. But, Mike, I think we can be optimistic about spending for the rest of the year as well. I mean, the jobs market is tight, so you've got pressure on wages. That seems likely. You've got plenty of people working, money to spend. The government's also playing a role here as well because you've got those increased income support payments from July. So spending is going well.
Which brings in Adrian and what he's going to do tomorrow.
Oh, big week, Mike, big week. I'm on the edge of my seat. The real focus on monetary policy this week, interest rates, central bank. Very excited about the monetary policy review tomorrow. That's no big statement there. You'll get wording and signalling that's important, but we'll go into that in more detail tomorrow morning. You can't miss that. Part of the financial environment that the central bank has to consider now is also the housing market. We've got REINZ numbers, pretty sure that releases today. Now, house prices are in the RBNZ mandate, and since the government announcements on housing policy, the market's shown very few signs of slowing down, and anecdotally I'm told that auctions in Auckland are still pretty feisty and hotly contested, I suppose. Will we see future gains in prices? We'll find out. Food inflation, food price index, that's today. Now, that's important because it's the last piece of the puzzle that goes into the consumer price index, and that is due for release on Friday. Note that the RBNZ doesn't get the benefit of that CPI figure prior to the official cash rate review. And inflation, Mike, could well print in the high twos, actually, getting towards that 3% for the year. And that would be the highest we have seen in almost a decade. We did see a brief spike higher in 2011. Now, very quickly, Mike, Virgin Galactic Holdings. You would have thought yesterday, after Richard Branson floated around in space for a few minutes, that the Virgin Galactic Holdings is the holding company, that would be lifting off. Well, the blooming share price is down 15%.
Yep. I'll tell you why.
They decided.
Do you know why? Because it's boring.
Why?
I don't know that many people understood that it was 1 hour and it's up and back and that it's a non-event.
Well, he also decided to sell $500 million worth of shares on the back of it. Yeah, I'm not sure I'd be forking out $250,000
exactly.
to do that.
Eh? Exactly.
Can't you go open a plane and just dive the plane down and have a bit of weightlessness?
Thank God you're into finance and not space travel. Right, what are the numbers?
Exactly. Right, the Dow Jones up 107 points as we speak, 34,978, 0.31%. The S&P 500, 4379, up 10 points. And the NASDAQ, 14,715, up 14 points as well. So small gain there. FTSE 100, up 3 overnight, 7125. The Nikkei, up 628 points yesterday. Cracker of a day there, up 2.25%, 28,569. Shanghai Composite, up 24, 3547. The ASX 200 gained 60 points on Monday, up 0.83%, closing at 7333. And the NZX 50 also gained 0.58% yesterday, closing at 12,763. Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.6974, 0.9331 Aussie, 0.5882 euro, 0.5025 pounds, 76.94 yen. Gold, $1,805. And Brent crude holding steady, $74.80.
Have a good one. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.